ברוכים הבאים בשם השם. We know by Korban Pesach, the Mefarshim ask how come it has to be tzli. So they said that it's tzli, that when it shrinks, it symbolizes achdut, achdut of Klal Yisrael and Pesach. And it's interesting that, you know, from Mizrach and Ma'arav, we have, you know, the Meshech Chochma on one side, and then I saw also Ben Zion Mutzafi. He brings that, you know, why Chachamim were metaken chova lishtot, to drink four cups of wine the night of Pesach. How come taka on wine? So the Meshech Chochma says, lachen tiknu al hayayin shehem hayu nigalin bishvilo. He says the yayin was the reason for the geula. Why? Shehivdilu atzmam mahamitzrim. The ein more al havdala yoter min hayayin. The Meshech Chochma says that because the wine symbolizes separation. Havdalah, that we have to be separated from the goyim. And he says there is nothing more than wine that symbolizes that havdalah. Like, you know, he brings from the, you know, the Maseches Megillah, it says, talks about Haman, that, you know, Haman came to Ahasuerus and was telling him that this Am Israel is the Am of Shahi Pahi, Shabbat Hayom, Pesach Hayom. And then Haman told him, Yehudi achzik kos yain beyodo, veyupol letucho zvuv. Right, if the king is holding like in a cup of yain, and if a Jew is holding a cup of yain, and a zvuv falls into it, yasir veishta sherit, he would remove it and would drink the rest. Ve'ilu ata melech, you the king, tiga be'oto yain be'etzpa ktana shelecha, if you would touch with your pinky that cup of wine, miyad yishpoch ha'yehudi ha'yain v'lo yishte, is going to one, some versions, he would just break the cup, and he would not drink the wine. And through this, right, the Gemara says that he was a big Baal Lashon Hara, like he was saying that the Jews, Am Forah, they are separate from the other nations. And, I mean, we see this separation also, like, you know, when they come out of Mitzrayim, you know, it says, Rechanoch Mishpachat Rechanochi, Lefalu Mishpachat Lefalui, and Rashi explains, שבכל אחד ממשפחות השבטים יש עוד ה' בתחילה, ויוד בסופה להורות על שם יוד קי שהונח עליהם, שהיו תהורים קדושים. We see that, you know, this is the reason why הקדוש ברוך הוא saved us from Mitzrayim, that, you know, we were נבדלים. We were נבדלים. That's the reason why the wine is used on the night of Pesach, because it was, as the Meshech Chochma says, it was because the זכות. So he says, you know, שהיו נגאלים בשבילו. We were נגאל from Mitzrayim because of that separation. Also, the Meshech Chochma says that also the, you know, Tefillin in Parshat Bo, right after, you know, we Yitziat Mitzrayim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us Mitzvah of Tefillin. And he says Tefillin is also, it comes from Haflaya. We see throughout the Makot that HaKadosh Baruch Hu separated us. Right? It was a separation between the Jews and the non-Jews. We see it throughout the old Makot Mitzrayim and in Yitziat Mitzrayim. And obviously, this aflaya, this separation is needed, because in HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to be Or LaGoyim, that we should be a light unto the nations. And in the Mekubalim say that's the reason why we are in Galut, like in Wadim Eretz Yisrael. We are not doing that. Being Or LaGoyim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu scattered us all over, right, to be megaled in Yitzhosot HaKadosh all over, by being Mekadesh Shemo, by showing why HaKadosh Baruch Hu calls us Atem Edai. And that's the reason we are actually in Galut, to be megaled those Yitzhosot of Kedusha. Throughout the years, when the Yidden were in Galut, it was that separation was so obvious. A Torah Yid always felt above and beyond. But when it's coming to America, we have here, you know, different challenges. We know, you know, I think, you know, once I heard that the Galut came from either from Eretz Yisrael, from Europe, he came to America, and he said in Eretz Yisrael they know how to be Mekadesh, but they don't know how to do Havdalah. In America, everything is Kadosh, Kadosh, Kadosh. But our challenge is that we cannot make that Havdalah, that separation, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, B'seyanu tahtachon antanu. Right, it says in Ata, Amata l'havdil ben kodesh l'chol, ben or l'choshech, ben Yisrael l'amim. This havdala, this separation, becomes a big challenge here in America, maybe because it's We know that this galut, galut Edom, is nimshal to chazir. And we know that, but chazir has one of the simone kashrut, unfortunately. It's shusei hashesa. It's mafris parsa. It's mafris parsa. Some farshim say parsa. It's like progress, etc. But you know the pig, the chazir, the inside is not ma'ale gera. The inside is rotten. But just in on the front, it shows itself to be progressive, mafris parsa. But you know, and that's why they said the chazir, like you know, lies on the back and picks up its feet to show the kosher, so to speak, symbols. But you know, living in America, we realize you know if they you know there is a, we see in Hollywood, we see in politics all over, Republicans, Democrats, doesn't make a difference. We see all the stories that come out about lack of kedusha and what's going on all over. And you see it. You see it's really that rekanut, that emptiness. It's interesting. I had just recently a physician from Northern California called me. He said, "Are you the one with? Are you the rabbi that talks about Hollywood?" I said, "Yes. I have copyright on that." He meant like you know. I always in school. Once in graduation, I told them like you know we live here in Los Angeles under the Hollywood sign. And I told them, like, not too long ago, when there were the latest elections, you know, and Californians voted to legalize marijuana. So then I think the day after or something, somebody climbed up over there, and instead of this Hollywood sign, he make it Hollyweed, W-E-E-D. So I said in school to the kids, if it was, I wanted to make that change, but in a different way. I would have gone up there and added a huge letter of C before the H. This way it would read Hollywood. And in Persian, in our language, Khali means empty. And it's really, this is what it is. It's just like, you know, Hevel Varik. We see it firsthand, how the emptiness, you know, all the Musagim that we have, you know, it's just the opposite of what they teach and preach. All the hasagos that we have about Kedusha, Tahara, about what is love, you know, by them, you know, you fall in love, right, and then you get married. But you see, Torah Kedusha tells us that true love comes after marriage. And you see it in every walk of life, that contrast, that emptiness, right? And for us, you know, to be aware of that, it's you know, we need to be separated. If that separation doesn't exist, Geula is not gonna happen. And more than anything, it's Havdalah and Prishut, as we see from what Rashi brings in the Chumash, it's like when it comes in Yanei Kedusha, in Yanei Arayot, and the temptations here in America are very great. And it's really, you know, it's really the only way for a person to be able to protect himself from all these hashpaot, it's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu says. Like, you know, the only tavlin that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created for Yetzer Hara, it's only Torah. No other tavlinim could work. It's very interesting, the zchus of Aguda, that, you know, Baruch Hashem, Daf Yomi, is learned all over the world. And it's something that really that unites Yidden all over, all the Shvatim. Everybody has, you know, that, you know, wherever you travel, but, you know, you have your daf and you could just join, whether it's, you know, in some Ashkenazi shul, Sephardi shul. And we are making the siyum this week on Masechet Avodah Zarah. It's going to be the siyum. And it's very interesting that in the very, very last part of the Gemara, talks about Kiham, the Mar Yehuda, Obati Bar Tovi, Havu Yatve, Kamed Shabur Malka. It says that, you know, Mar Yehuda and Bati Bar Tovi, this Bati Bar Tovi apparently was Eved Meshuchrar, Eved Kenani Meshuchrar that belonged to Yid, but he was, you know, he was keeping mitzvot, and they were together, they were Havu Yatve Kamed Shabur Malka. This Shabur Malka for us, for the Persian Jews, we know Shahpur, first Shahpur, that, you know, we have read in the, you know, also in history books, that, you know, they were very makurav to him, that they were sitting in front of him. Ay to the kamayu etruga, So the Gemara says that they brought etrog in front of them. They served them etrog, and the king Shabur pasak ve'achal. So he cut a piece of etrog and he ate it. Pasak ve'havlei, and also he took another slice and gave it to Bati Bartovi. Right. Then after he gave slice to Bati Bartovi, hadar datsa asara zimne ba'aron. Then he took that sakin, the knife that he had cut the etrog with, and he stuck it 10 times in the karka, in the ground, and then after that pasak havle. Then he cut a piece of etrog and gave it to Mar Yehuda. So the Gemara tells us that Amar le Bati Bartovi. So this Bati Bartovi turns around to the king, to the Shapur. He says, "Vahu gavra love bar Yisrael hu." But what do you think? I'm not a yid. He says, "I keep the mitzvot. I'm eved meshuchrar. So how come for Mar Yehuda you stuck the sakin, the knife 10 times in the ground and not for me, right?" So he says, "Vahu gavra love bar Yisrael hu." So Amarle Shabur Malka, answered him. He said, "Mar kimli begavei." He says, "Mar Yehuda, I know that he's a parush. He's not going to eat ma'achalot asurim. Umar lo kimli begavei. About you, I'm not sure." That's what the Shabur Malka told this Bati Bartovi. Ika de Amri, there are some who say, Amarle, that he told him more than that. That Amarle Shabur told the Bati Bartovi, "Idkar mai avad t'urta." You should remember what you did the night before. And Rashi says that, he was involved in some masses, znut, the night before. Lack of kedusha, arayot. So it's very interesting that the entire Masechet Avodah Zarah, and he says there is a lot of emphasis about Sugiyatenu, about the Ayin Nesech, and a lot of the Gedarim that Chachamim made for us, Sam Yeinam, Ayin Nesech, Bishulakum, etc., etc., it's everything to create that separation, because it says lack of that brings to Chatnut and assimilation. I read somewhere that Reb Shmuel Zalman Auerbach was suggesting that in America, even Ashkenazim should be more machmir, that in the Bishul Israel should be like the Machaber, not like the Ramah, that if just turning at the fire would be sufficient, but rather they should the mashkiach also should put the food on the to do extra gedarim, because there is so much assimilation in America, to do hidurim in all these takanot that Chachamim made to create that separation, bishulakum, patakum, cholav Yisrael, on and on, yain nesach, etc. It would be really it's a segulam for maintaining our integrity and maintaining that separation. So it's interesting that our Masechet that is talking about really Harchaka from Avodah Zarah Uvdeha ends with this Maisa, right? Which connects the connection between the Isure Ma'achalot the Isure Arayot, right? So there is some connection between keeping kosher and also Isure Arayot. And we see that also in Mishneh Torah Rambam, they both come, the Hilchot Ma'achalot Asurot and Arayot, in Sefer Kedusha. Because they both have to do with Kedushat HaGuf, and the Neshama of a person. And this Kedusha really, it's about this separation between us and the other nations. And actually we have this in Torah itself. In Vayikra, Kaf, Psukim in Kaf Bet Kaf Vav, Torah Kedusha tells us, "Ushmartem et kol chukotai veet kol mishpatai vaasitem otam, velo telchu bechukot hagoy asher ani mshaleach mipenechem, ani Hashem Elokechem." And then the pasuk says, "Asher hivdalti etchem min ha'amim, I, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I separated them from all the other nations. That's Atabach Hartan Mikol HaAmim. It's through the Torah. The Torah is what separates us and makes us the Am HaNifchar. So v'hivdaltem ben ha-behema ha-tehora la-teme'a u'ben ha-of ha-tame la-tahor, the Pasuk says, that you need to have, you know, observing the Hilchot Kashrut ben behema teme'a le-teme'a v'chon of the of tame and tahor v'yitem li kedoshim kikadosh ani. HaKadosh Baruch says you should be kadosh because kedusha is prishut v'avdil etchem min ha-amim liyot li. HaKadosh Baruch Hu connects here really that, you know, being nivdal from Amim, right, that it has to do with the ma'achalot asurot, it has to do with all these chukot ha-goy yashen mushaleach penechem, and more than anything, it's really in Yane Arayot that we see it in the Maharal, says that, you know, why HaKadosh Baruch Hu, why Klal Yisrael was formed out of all the places in Mitzrayim, because Mitzrayim were Shtufei Zima. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he created us. From there we came out with that seal of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Yud and Hey, and each Shevet, to be that this should be a segula for the entire Galut. That this is what causes separation. And obviously, we live in a generation that, you know, the challenges are many, with technology, with Shmirat Einayim, etc., etc. And but you see, as Meshech Chochma concludes when he's talking about the this Indian of, like, you know, why Chachamim were metaken the yain, drinking wine on the night of Pesach. So she says she gam baze kaet. The Meshech Chochma is talking about our generation. She gam baze kaet yibadlu. So this is something that is going to bring the geula, that separation through which to maintain our uniqueness, to be able to do, you know, the role that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has for us, like to be Or LaGoyim, to be that the light to the nations of the world, and through this to bring the geula. And obviously, you know, it's very, you know, to have this kind of challenges, you know, in America, it's much more difficult what we are facing compared to Eretz Yisrael. And unfortunately, you know, the fryer in Eretz Yisrael also, for them, America, Los Angeles, etc., you know, they look up, and when they come and they see that, you know, many times I tell my congregants, a lot of them that, you know, came from Iran, I tell them, look, you know, we came to America. It's America stands either for Imreika or Umareika. On one hand, we have the Umareika, the Hollywood that we spoke about, but at the same time, the potential for Imreika is also here. Baruch Hashem, there is Torah here in America as well. And by the same token, when we're talking about our state, California also, once I remember when they had started the Hasidish Kollel here, if I'm not mistaken, it was Rav Sternbuch that had come here and he spoke, he said California, as one of the speakers, said, like, you know, California also, you could, you have Klipa and Nev. Unfortunately, a lot of Klipa, a lot of Klipot here, right, like the rest of America, but at the same time there is also Ner. There is, you know, that the potential for Kedusha is there. Baruch Hashem, we are zochet to have the Arba Amot shel Halacha all over. Like, you know, many kollelim, many Baruch Hashem mekomot Torah. That, you know, Ma'at min ha'or docheh harbe min ha'choshech. We have all the challenges of Hollywood and Hollywood and the like. But at the same time, b'siyata dishmaya, Baruch Hashem, there is also that, you know, this in the umareka gives us also the potential for imreka, and also the in California the klipa is there. All what we have to do is b'ezrat Hashem continue to be meir with the ner part that Meshech Chochma says shegam b'zeh ha'et. Yibadlu v'yigalu bimhera. Through that hibadlut and separation and maintaining of our kedusha, we should be zocheret bezrat Hashem, b'shana haba'a, birushalayim habinuya. Kol tuv, chag kasher v'sameach.